4th of 2010 on the Rule and Ryan Show. Of course, 104.1 KRV. The gang is here. Awake and ready to go. Mm-hmm. Just a few more hours to get to the weekend, baby. Me, Ryan, producer Eric, Mr. K.
Is that wrong?
And Phoenix. I know. Is that wrong that we think that way?
Why?
We love you guys. I just can't wait to get my weekend started.
Start partying.
I know, really. I mean, it's just a different vibe when you have to wake up as early as we do and you know it's Friday. You're like, oh, hell yes.
And everyone listening, they're probably thinking the same thing because they're driving to work.
Yeah, or some people are going home from work.
They're just, you know, as early as we are.
Some interns feel like they can roll in whenever they want to. This one intern, I talked to her on the phone and she was like, I thought we started interns around like 6-ish.
Ooh.
Ish.
Ish.
I told her there's no ish.
You're like, can I just, ish. You say, well, here's the ish. Let's go back to bed-ish.
Bed-ish.
We don't want to see your face-ish.
Oh,
you really haven't. You know, I got to make a comment. It's like, all right, let me give you a little example. We'll peek behind the curtain. Ruben walks in. He's been sick for a while. Come on. You've been Mr. Krabby Pants this morning. I just walked in this morning. I'm
whatever,
like, wow.
Dude. Kevin and I know behind the scenes stuff.
Well, I'm just telling you for a minute.
Does that mean that he's not really sick?
No, I'm just saying there's personal.
No, he's in trouble. Yeah, Everybody's in trouble today. Everybody.
I'm just saying.
I don't care who you are. I am coming with the diva today.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. I'm sitting there and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Call me, I don't know, whatever. But
out of the loop?
Call me out of the loop then, okay? So I'm just sitting there and I'm like, you know, I got like that peaceful morning and I'm sitting tight in front of the computer or whatever. And Ruben walks in, hey, everybody. And he's like, I'm like, hey, you feeling better? And he goes, well, I'm getting there. And Eric's like, well, if you don't, get the F out of here.
Did I say get the?
Yes, you did. Yes,
no, I said get the hell out of here.
Oh,
you say that kind of stuff though.
I say get the hell out.
You'd be sick. We have plenty of interns. We don't need sickies in the room.
Yeah, that's actually true.
It's because we're pissed off at him.
Why are you so mad at Ruben?
And I love the kid, but he's got a big mouth sometimes, and he ruins some bits, and he's talking out of line to people and starting rumors and stuff.
Wow,
this isn't high school. I know we act like we're more like grade school, but
I think we need to get it all out in the open. Come on,
hey, it's Friday.
It's supposed to be fun stuff.
Supposed to be fun stuff.
I find it fun. I love it because I'm an outsider.
Yeah, you're like
I'm an outsider. It's like watching a soap opera. Entertain me, guys. Come on, I want to know what the heck's going on.
He knows what he did.
Really.
Does he know?
He's been cheating. He's been brewing Dunkin' Donuts coffee at home.
Uh-oh.
And Starbucks just found it out.
Ruben, you look like my Cocker Spaniel Mango with that little puppy dog sad face. I don't know what happened, but I want to find out, man. It's driving me crazy now.
It's funny because it's like, now I know what it's like to have more than like two kids.
Uh-huh.
Because one week, one is like an all-star. Like they help with ideas and they're sending me stuff and doing great things. And next week they fall off the face of the earth. And then another one is doing the job, and another one gets in trouble. It's like, wow, man, you can't pick a favor. Then one week you love that one more than the other one.
And you can't be their friend because then they take advantage of you. Yeah, then they call you late.
You guys don't see this stuff.
People second guess you when you try to be their friend.
Kevin, you know, and that's another thing. It is like a family. Kevin and I are their dad and mom because
Kevin is in charge of hiring the interns, and then when he has problems with anything, he goes to Eric.
And then
how it works.
And some of these interns, they don't like the answer Kevin got, so then they go behind his back to me.
Play
and they go,
mom versus dad.
They're like, hey, don't tell Kevin I text you, but this is going on. I'm like, hey, I respect Kevin. It's his decision, man.
Respect my authority.
That's
like
their kids.
Rule and I can be like the grandparents, you know. Here, have a little word as original.
It's not really that bad until it has to get to us. Then you know it's really screwed up.
Well, y'all look so nice to them. You take them to lunch and everything, you know.
Well, it's our job. It's like,
you pay for it, Ryan.
You guys like the president.
Not all the time.
Not really. Rule it does.
Yeah, Rule pays a lot. But we do the dirty work behind the scenes.
Well,
you guys can't get your fingers dirty.
Yeah, but here's the difference, though.
Kevin and I are here for.
You know, as an intern,
we don't mind.
You know you're screwed. If like I'm ticked off at you, you know you're screwed. Because we don't get to hear all that, right?
No, we try and hide that.
So if I'm pissed off, well, that means you really screwed up. Because what could have you possibly done until it got to the level?
Here's another one. Yesterday, we're doing the intern spelling bee. Mm-hmm. Having a good time. We picked the right ones. All of a sudden, we're trying to do this bit. I'm running around with leukemia stuff. And all of a sudden, Caroline's, Erica, intern Shadow won't stop calling. I'm like, what do you mean? He keeps calling. He's like, he wants to touch you right away. What does he want? He wants to be part of the spelling bee. He wants on now.
I want to play.
First of all, you're not in studio.
That's a problem.
You work on Tuesdays. I'm like, what is going on with
Don't bag on him too much. He's trying to help me right now behind the scenes. So.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's right. He is coming to Ryan's rescue for
what?
For this thing that Ryan's putting together. I mean, you know, that's...
You know that gig we were talking about yesterday?
Yeah, he's going to help out.
It's a lot of fun, but, you know, the one thing that... everybody forgot was to get a sound guy. And there's like, apparently...
He's good. He can do it.
Apparently, there is like a big music festival in town this weekend. Every sound guy. Yeah. Every piece
Houston
of...
Houston Free Press. It's the...
Flaming Lips are there, right?
And Girl Talk. God, what did I do with that
Free
article?
Press Music Festival?
Yeah, something like
Whatever
that.
Whatever the case is, like every freaking piece of musical equipment.
What is it?
Every sound guy.
Free Press Summerfest.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so all the stuff is rented.
And I mean, I'm not kidding you guys. I spent 5 hours on the phone yesterday trying to track this stuff. I still don't have a lockdown because, you know, he's
got a karaoke machine.
And
Michael Server singing to that.
Here's the thing is, like, Michael calls me up and he goes, dude, he goes, we don't have like a mixing guy right now. And I'm like, uh-oh. We got to get this taken care of, you know? And it was just, you know, one of those things that kind of slipped through the cracks.
You want Mumbles?
Mumbles doesn't know how to mix sound.
It'd be awesome.
No, worst comes to worst, it's going to be me. That would really be terrible. I'm not selling this thing very well.